My movie talking time, and I'm going to start off with a bit of a controversial one out there. It is out this week, Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets. And it's getting a bit of a drubbing. I don't know if you've seen any of the coverage from it.
You start off with controversial, Brendan. So why is it controversial?
Well, it is sort of a $200 million independent film.
Wow. Do you actually call $200 million films independent?
Well, this is a big question.
That's the question. So okay, there you go.
And the biggest ever film made in independent, so-called independent film made in France. So, and this comes from director and writer and producer Luc Besson, who did The Fifth Element, as you'll probably remember, and he's done a number of films since then. Lucy is one of his most recent ones. But I actually love this one, and I'm going to go out on a limb and actually say that I really did enjoy this one for what it was.
Yep.
It's a funny little film, and when I say little, I don't mean little. It's a very big film. It's a huge sort of space opera, very much kind of in the vein of The Fifth Element mixed with Star Wars, and maybe a bit of Star Trek in there as well. And it's actually based on a French science fiction comic series called Valerian and Laureline. So it's a really big text in France. It's been around for decades. And so Luc Besson has been championing this for a number of years to try and get this made, and he's finally got it made.
Okay.
But you can tell it's a bit of a passion project for him because there's a lot of love. From my perspective, I found like there was a lot of love in the storytelling of it, and the visuals, I guess, are such a huge part of it as well. People that are getting... Okay, the two stars, Dane DeHaan and Cara Delevingne, who is a supermodel.
A model, yes.
And very gorgeous. And they are getting kind of drubbed, their performances, but I actually quite enjoyed them. It's a little bit low-key. They're not the traditional kind of hero and heroine sort of duo, and there's a little bit of romance thrown in there as well, but it was less about that, at least towards the end. There's a little bit of romance in there, but it's more about this kind of to and fro in between them and sort of a love-hate relationship in a way. And but it doesn't bog it down too much. I was there with these people, so okay. I was on their journey.
What about the acting credentials, so to speak? I mean, did that all come across to you as the viewer?
And that's what I'm kind of saying. Like, it did for me, but for another number of other audience members, they did not like it. The only weak link I found was actually Rihanna.
Not strangely enough.
Okay, maybe just stick to singing. She's got an interesting role, though. The actual role written for her is really interesting. She's sort of shape-shifting being, and which is really interesting, but I didn't really buy her in it, unfortunately. And I thought Clive Owen was a little bit off as well, but Ethan Hawke plays a great little part in it. There are a few names in there as well. And the music by Alexandre Desplat. Wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Some people might call it overbearing, but I thought it fit perfectly for the film. It's this over the top, as I said, science fiction, sci-fi opera. Of course, it needs sort of a big, swirling kind of orchestra, and a bit of electronic in there as well, which I really appreciated. You know, it's kind of like futuristic, classical dance all mixed in together. So I really appreciate that one. So I'm going to give that one 4 stars, Neil.
4 stars, very good, Brendan. Mm-hmm. Also, would you recommend people go see it on the big screen? Because it obviously is a big production by the sounds of it.
So. Yes, and I saw it in 3D, which I usually don't really like 3D, but I thought it really worked for this film in particular. But it is also playing in the big IMAX as well, so I reckon that might be a really cool way to see it.
There you go.
Really get immersed in that world, because it is a very well-realised world that Luc Besson has created. So, yeah, I might actually go and see it again.
There's a recommendation.
There is a recommendation, but don't go into it if you are going to head along. Probably keep your expectations a bit lower and just see, because I know, few of my friends hated it.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a love-hate one.
You've got to be careful not expecting too much of some of these
movies. Exactly right.
Okay.
Now, my next film I actually saw this morning. It's called Wind River, written and directed by Taylor Sheridan. And it's a new film with Elizabeth Olsen and Jeremy Renner as well. And I'm going to be talking about Elizabeth Olsen a little bit more in the next review. But this is a thriller set in a reservation in the US, and it's chilly and desolate and kind of, I don't know, this, it's this perfect sort of melting pot for this thriller and drama and human story. And like what I'm, sometimes I do, I try not to give too much away. But let's just say there is, you know, there's a death that they're looking into, and Elizabeth Olsen plays an FBI detective, and then she gets help from Jeremy Renner's character, who's a bit of a tracker and a hunter.
Your description of the set's already sort of painting a little bit of mystery and sort of, you know, a bit of mayhem, so to speak. And,
yes.
But that sort of, yeah, and that's a sort of southern sort of, US sort of...
Well, it's interesting because it does have that southern twang to it, but it's all these icy, snowy mountains. So it's this... it is kind of like a western, just set in the snow. And there's been a few over the years, but this one did it really, really well. I really didn't know where it was going, to be honest, because I knew it was sort of a crime thriller, a bit of a murder mystery. But it went in directions that I didn't expect it to, which I really appreciated. I was kind of on the edge of my seat the whole time. And there was a lot going on, and it was talking about sort of, you know, relations between Native Americans and, you know, and white Americans, and sort of what it means for the communities like that in the reservation. So there's, you know, it didn't harp on it, but there was a lot to say about that, you know, almost what wasn't said in certain scenes. And, yeah, so there was a lot more dimension just to it than just the murder mystery. So I really, really gravitated towards this one. Okay. And about three quarters of the way through, it's not quite the conclusion or the climax. It's sort of, yeah, around the climax area, a little bit beforehand, there's this amazing scene, and I won't give anything away, but you'll know exactly what I'm talking about if you do go see it. It was jaw-dropping. It was so beautifully staged and orchestrated. You know, so all hats off to the director, Taylor Sheridan, for bringing it all together. And it was also produced by Peter Berg, who is a director in his own right, but he also produces a fair bit. He was an actor, and he still acts on the odd occasion. But I can kind of feel his fingerprints on this.
Okay.
Because he does pull together stories like this very well, always focused on the human element and on the character development rather than just the story. You know, I'm a big proponent of character over story, or a bit of both.
Makes it more interesting, I think, the character.
It does. It does, because you're sort of going on this journey with these characters, and they're sort of figuring out things as they go, and Elizabeth Olsen's character is kind of, you know, really out of her element. She's just come from the hot weather, so she's literally out of the element.
Okay.
And she's trying to, you know, she's kind of fumbling around, but she's actually a really strong character as well, and a really nice representation. So
now, what would you give this movie?
I'm giving this one 4 stars as well.
Ooh,
and I know David will give me a lot of grief.
David would
have
given you heaps of it, but that's okay. You're allowed to, Brendan.
Thank you. Thank you, Neil. Now, going on, I did say Elizabeth Olsen was in this next film as well. It's called Ingrid Goes West, and it is part of the Melbourne International Film Festival at the moment. Unfortunately, both of the screenings are finished or done, so you might have to wait for the release on these ones. But the new film from Matt Spicer, written by him and David Branson Smith. It's a bit of a very black comedy drama, and starring Parks and Recreation's Aubrey Plaza, and as I said, Elizabeth Olsen, and some unknown actors as well, and a very, very impressive gentleman called O'Shea Jackson Jr., who really, really impressed me as kind of Aubrey Plaza's landlord, turned friend, turned potential romantic interest. And I thought he was wonderful in it. Aubrey Plaza is wonderful as well. It's this journey that she's going on. She literally goes on a journey from, you know, the Midwest out to LA in search of Elizabeth Olsen's character. She's a little bit obsessed, let's just say.
Okay.
And it's
like stalker type obsessed?
Yes. Okay. Yes, you could say that. And it's a bit of an indictment on the sort of Instagram and social media generation that we're living in at the moment.
Okay.
People, you know, put out there that this perfect life on their social media channels, and it's not all what it seems. And yeah, has a fair bit to say about that, but in a very sly, very funny, very black, as I said, way, which I find really interesting because I think it gets the message across even better than just, you know, doing it in a very obvious way. So
yeah, I think subtle sort of comments and satire is a lot more effective than just slap in your face type, you know, comments.
So. I couldn't agree more. So I am going to give this one four stars.
Okay, there we go.
So yeah, hunt this one down. It's not going to be for everyone's taste, just like Valerian. but I would give it a go if you like your comedy a little bit blacker than usual. It's a little bit out of the box, which is exactly what I like. So go hunt that one down. It's called Ingrid Goes West, and I went mad for that one. You are on Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9.